شفنا في كتاب الملاعف أفضل شلاب خارب لشلاب كريم هايديس بريد خودين هايديس سينمار شخان عاطفاو ذيار شلطي ريم خايف نيسا required of another to do so is Chayav Nisa. The Shach writes here in Sivkat and Beis Begian, the Chiyu Kriya is only Rabbanan, and this Pesuk is simply an Asmah. That's what the Taz writes in Sivkat and Yud Zayin as well, going on the Din and Siflam. The Din Siflamid here is Katam the Lokimlan Bei Chikalu Chadashav, Shemei Spesach Shloshim, Filu Biyom Shloshim. So if you have a Safik Nefil that dies, Ein Karn Alav, you don't rip Kriya over a Safik Nefil, says it does. Lefisha Kriya Hidu Rabbanan, Safik Lekula. So that's a general din of Safik Rabbanan Lekula. So this is the position of Rov Rishonim, that Kriya is only Rabbanan, the Puffing notwithstanding. That's the Ramban, for example, who writes that the Ramban quotes a contrary opinion, but the Ramban assumes that the Chiyuv Kriya is only a din de Rabbanan, and the Lashon of Chayav Nisa, that's Chayav Nisa for being over on Dirvei Chachamim. Not Chayav Nisa as in Nisus Bezdin, but Chayav Nisa for being over on Dirvei Chachamim. That's basically what Tosa says over here. And Daf Talud Amud Aleph, that it's only Nesmat of Alma, and what's the Raya? That it doesn't appear in the list of various Averos that in Kerech Yemisa, Fedrin Pei Gimel. So Tosa also says it's only Nesmat, and the Lashon of Chayav Nisa is Lav Dafka, not again, literally in the standard sense of a Chiyuv Nisa. Kazimisha writes that he thinks this is the mashmos of the Rambam as well, the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Ches Lach Aleph. However, the Eben Ezel and others note that they don't understand why that's so pasha, that the Kazimisha assumes B'dasa Rambam that the Chiyuv Kriya is only the Rabbana. And that's because Eben Ezel is in B.S. Mikdash Perak Aleph Halacha Ches, a parallel halacha that a kohen is not allowed to perform the avodah or enter the Mikdash in a disheveled state. So there, Mr. Zalman points out that the Rambam in the beginning of Perak Hay, where the Rambam lists all the Nihugi Avelis that are knowing Min HaTorah for Avol Yomishon, the Rambam includes Tisbaris. And Tisparus, we learn from the same Pasuk as Kriya, that Pasuk of Reshechem al Tifra Vitechem al Sifromu. So if it's the case that the Rambam understood that the Chiyuv is Tisparus, the Chiyuv of Kriya is Nadara, so maybe the Chiyuv of Kriya should be Minotaur also, if it's all learned from the same Pasuk. So that's where the Eben Ezel raises the question, why is that so pasha in the Rambam? Why is it so pasha to the Gath of Mishnah? That the Rambam holds Kriya is not the Rabban. It's not the Feirush in the Rambam, but that's what the Gath of Mishnah assumes, and the Eben Ezel has a discussion, why is that so pasha? But whether or not that's the Rambam, it is that she just arrived. The Rosh quotes such arrived in Sif Gimel, that just like Tisparis is a Din Daraisa, so too is Kriya a Din Daraisa, but that's a minority opinion. Most Rishonim assume, and that's reflected in the Nosek Elim here in Shulchan Aruch, and presumed to be the position of the Shulchan Aruch and Lamaisa, that the Din of Kriya is only a Din Rabbanan, and there's no such key of Daraisa. What's the reason for the requirement of Kriya? Divrei Sofrim in Sifkat and Gimel quotes three approaches in Achronim. He quotes from the Chuvas Halachas Ketanos that we're concerned that someone just lost a relative, he may lose his mind. He may be so overwhelmed by the tragedy because Adam Baal Ameso, and therefore we try to distract him by telling him to rip his clothing. That way he'll be chas al mamono, he'll be disturbed by the fact that there's a monetary loss, and that somehow will distract him from focusing on the more significant loss. Then he quotes from Chuvas Beis Yehuda that it's on the contrary, in order to arouse the reaction, the emotion of the Avel, B'vchi, the Tsar, that Dafka, it should enhance his feeling of Tsar over the Nifter. And he quotes the Sefer Shulchan Gavola, who says that it's more for the perspective of the other parties, not the Avel himself, but to increase the Aguas Nefesh of those who see the Avel. If you see an Avel with his clothing ripped, that's going to increase the Aguas Nefesh of the people that observe him. Okay. There's a comment of the Birkei Yosef in the very beginning of the sermon. Birkei Yosef writes, Minaga Olam Levarech Al Hakriya Dayana MS B'Shem Umalchus. The Minaga Olam is to recite the Bracha of Dayana MS in conjunction with Kriya. Ubarur Shatam Mishum Maida Tanan or Shmur as well as you say Baruch Dayana MS. The two Tanan Umrullah Mates Abim Mivarak Dayana MS. The Keva and Chetekna Lavarak Alamisa Asmachu Abrachazu Alakriya. Now, really, the Bracha is supposed to be recited Alamisa. However, we channel that Bracha to be recited in conjunction with Kriya. And then he references a Knesset Gedola, Kakasa Rav Knesset Gedola, Ella Shehu Megamge Medavar, V'Ma'ayin Einav Tachazayin, Misharim De'ein Pikvah Gedavar B'Nakal Uben Nakel Yisyashiv Gim Gemarav. So he references that the Knesset Gedola had some doubt about this. So the Divrei Sofrim points out in Sifkatan Gimel that what the Knesset Gedola raised is whether the bracha that you recite over Kriya, when you recite Dayana Emes over Kriya, is that a bracha on Kriya, or is that a bracha on the Misa that we just connect to the Kriya, Nafka Mina? Let's say a person already recited the bracha of Dayana Emes, B'Shas Yitzias Neshama, do you recite another bracha over the Kriya? If the bracha was somehow Nitkan over Kriya, so then that's independent of the Petira, and even if you already recited Dayana Emes over the Petira, B'Shas Yitzias Neshama, you do cite another Dayana Emes over the Kriya. If it's a bracha on the Misa, so on some level, the bracha should have been recited B'Shas Yitzias Neshama. We, for whatever reason, we'll see, connected to the Kriya, but once you recited the bracha once, there's no reciting it a second time. So most people can assume that the bracha of Dayana Emes is a bracha on the Yitzias Neshama. The bracha on the Petira is not a bracha on the Kriya. And therefore, if you if you did already recite Dayana Emes earlier, you don't recite it again on the Kriya. That's what the poskim assume. Ramosh has a line buried in a different tshuva. Chelek Aleph Yeredeya Simen Reish Tesvav, Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Tesvav. He quotes, the Shaul quoted from the Sefer Shevet Yehuda, who apparently wrote that you don't recite a bracha over Kriya because an onein is part of a mitzvah, so you shouldn't be reciting any brachas. So Moshe says that's not the reason, and it could be that there's no bracha that was nitkan on Kriya per se, and the Dayana Emes is connected to the Petira, not to the Kriya. But the reason that there is no bracha in Kriya is not because of the technicality that only is part of the mitzvahs, because the Moshe writes that if that was the only consideration, if it's a mitzvah that he's mechuyevin, then he should recite a bracha. It's a mitzvah that's unique to that time, that period of Aninus, and the fact that he's an only wouldn't be a reason to recite the bracha. But be that as it may, again, the general consensus is that the bracha of Dayana Emes, even if it's recited in conjunction with Kriya, that's a bracha on the Petira, that's a bracha on the Shmur Ra, that's not a bracha on the Kriya per se. Piskei Tshuva writes in Sifkatan Aleph here. According from Birkei Yosef, Kol Kriya Tov Sheti Aide Acher, the Mispayish Vimenu. It's preferable that the Kriya should be performed by a other party, someone that you are embarrassed from. Vik Agmas Nefesh Tvei, Sha'acher Kriya Ksusa, Vushosek Mekabel Lav, Dino Yisbarach. That creates more of a sentiment of Agmas Nefesh if someone else is going to rip your clothing for you. So Rekha Yosef said, that's what's preferable, that the Kriya should be performed by someone else. In the Chidushim Ubiurim of Ephraim Zalman Margolius, which is printed in the back of the standard Shulchan Aruch It's printed here in this fancy edition too. So printed at the end of following Siman Tav Gimel is a couple pages of Chidushim Biurim of Ephraim Zalman Margolios, a little bit on Kriya, then a little bit on Aninus, and a little bit on Veilus. The whole Chibur is about six, 7 pages. So he writes the same thing in Sif Beis. Kol Kriya Tosha Ti Ayde Acher Dimispaish Mimenu Vik Agvas Nefesh Tve Shacher Kriya Ksuso V'Shoz Eke V'Kabel Avestino Yisbarach V'Adin Al Aviv Ima Yesh Lekrawa Ayde Acher. And then in his lengthier commentary on the side, he writes that the proper minhag, the end of the commentary to Sif Beis, Haminuk she'echad mi'misham she'echever kedisha maska v'chosech psas b'sakin v'beis hatzavah she'bebeg. The minhag is that a member of the chever kedisha starts the cut, and he cuts a little bit on the beis hatzavah, which we'll define shortly. V'yaz tofis ha'avel b'katzeh mi'zeh she'bemakim chasach. And then the avel takes over. The karei lahala milmal lamata. And then he continues ripping from top to bottom, ripping ripping vertically as opposed to horizontally, as we'll see. Kara tfei. So he continues to rip a more of a kara. Rabbi Willie pointed out he thought that the correct yirsi is not kara tfei, but kara tefach. That if the shear for kriya is a tefach, so the avos should be ripping a tefach himself. So even if someone else starts the tear, but the avos should continue and rip a tefach on his own. Even in the fancy Shulchan Aruch here, they didn't change that. They have it as a tray. But Rabbi Willard thought that it really should say tefach. Bim kain, shnei miskaimim, sha'achar masko, v'irka mitzvah, de asmo v'nachon. So he says you can have your cake and eat it too. You can be mekayim this mitzvah of the Birka Yosef, or this minog of the Birka Yosef, and others, that you have someone else start the rip, start the tear, in order to enhance the agvas nefesh, but the avil is going to do the ikar kriya. The avil is going to independently tear a full tefach, so he's tearing the shir kriya on his own, and that way you satisfy all possibilities. And that's the minhag mekubal, that a member of the chaver kedisha, someone starts the rip, and then the avil continues it. And the appropriate thing is that the avil should continue gesuntai and rip a tefach on his own. In the Divrei Sofrim and other Kitzusvarim, they quote from the Maril in the Minhagim, that the Maril writes, it says in the Minhagim Maril, the Maril had this practice, that when his son was an Avel, he started the rip for him, and the son continued. There's a Sefer in Hilchos Kriya by Yisrael Dablitsky, Zichron Levracha, who passed away a couple years ago, from Bnei Brak, Zichron Mitzalel. So he points out over there that you don't find, with one exception, as we'll see in a moment, you don't find any reference in Rishonim, definitely no reference in Gemara, no reference in Rishonim, other than a Me'iri that we'll come in a minute, to such a practice of having someone else to Kriya on your behalf, on behalf of the Avel, except for by a Katan. The Gemara is a Lashon by a Katan Mekarin, by a Katan you tear Kriya for him, but when it comes to regular Kriya performed by a Gadol, there's no real reference to such a practice, but nevertheless, he acknowledges that it is a minhag. But he says what we just noted from Ephraim Zalman Margolios, that you still have to be makbid to make sure that the avel rips at least the tefach on his own, and that the maskil shouldn't be ripping the tefach. So even if the avel is going to rip a tefach, but if the maskil, the member of the chaver kedisha, rips the tefach himself, so then arguably kriya has already been performed. So you should make sure that the person starting it from the chaver kedisha only rips a little bit, doesn't rip a tefach, and then the elbow is going to be the one ripping a tefach on itself. The lashon of Meiri, which he references and others, the Meiri is on kaf amibayz. The Meiri has the following line: the kriya ena mitsuya leasos ayide shliach. So it's like it's not the norm to have kriya performed by a shliach, even though you'd be yosei if you did. That sounds like the lechaskila is not to do kriya on your own. But again, that's the only reference in Rishonim one way or another. you know, the pashtus would have been without any contrary reference that the Aval Tirus Kriya on his own. So this is an idea that's really, really first raised by later Achronim, but nevertheless, that at least in our times, going back, let's see, Ephraim Zamer Golias notes, at least in Galicia, that was a minhag in his time. So at least going back 200 years or so, but that is it was and is currently common practice. Okay. The Gemara Daf Kaf Amid Beis and the Gemara Kaf Aleph Amid Aleph tells us that Kriya is supposed to be performed Mu'umad. The Gemara originally tries to learn it out from Sukkah by Eiv. The Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara ultimately quotes a pasuk by David HaMelech when Avshalom passed away. But whatever the source is, the Gemara concludes, the Gemara begins, and the Gemara stands by that Kriya has to be performed Mu'umad. And the Mechaber Paskins, Sif Aleph, Misha Meis Lameis, Vuhumi Amesim, Shirai Lasamba Laem, Chayav Likroa Alav, Vitsarach Che Yikra Mu'uma, Vim Karmi Yusha Layatsa. So Mechaber Paskins, it's Likuva. That Kriya must be performed by Amida, and that's Likuva. And then the Osios Lerimav, Vitsarach Lapsa Likroa. If you did tear Kriya while seated, you have to tear Kriya again. The Divrei Sofrim in Sifkat and Zayin, Gross in the Shulchan Gavoa, that the Rama is coming Refarish and not Lachlok. Now the Mechaber also would agree that you have to tear Kriya again. And that's the Machlokas Rishon. The Rosh in Sivim and Dalid, Gross in the Rivid, that Kriya Mu'umad is only a Lichachila. It's interesting, the Rivid, it's not a to a presumably need not have anything to do with each other, but it's interesting the Ravid who holds that Kriya is Daraisa holds that Amida's Namakev, and the other Rishonim, the Ramban, for example, who argues on that Ravid, the Ramban assumes that Izlikuva, which is reflecting Shulchan Aruch, the Ramban holds that Kriya is only Dirabana. So that's just interesting, not necessarily that the two need to have anything to do with each other, but the Ravid who holds that Kriya is Daraisa holds that Amida is Namakev, and the Ramban who holds that Kriya is Dirabanan holds that Amida is Makev. Lashon HaRamba in the beginning of Parashat Ches is Ein Kriya Ela Mu'umad. The Ma'ariv Mashmasar also, that's Li'ikuva. What happens if a person is an Avol is incapable of standing? So he's not in a medical state where he's able to stand. So the Divrei Sofrim and other of the Kirsus Svarim quote from Rameir Bransdorfer, the Knei Bosem, Chelik Beis, Hemikov Beis, that there's no Mitzvah Kriya. Mitzvah Kriya is only Ma'uma, that's Likuva. So if you can't stand up, so it's like you don't have any clothing. If you don't own any clothing, there's no Chiyuv Kriya. And there's no point in tearing Kriya. So if you're not able to stand, there's no point in tearing Kriya. But most poskim assume that the way, the Badi Yashochan and Rabbi Karp, and I think Rav Avadia, they assume that, at least you'll be Marviach according to the half of the Rishonim, where those Rishonim will hold that Amidah's Namakiv, at least you'll be Marviach Bet. So even if an Avil is incapable of standing, so then you tear Kriya sitting. And Rabbi Karp says there's another consideration. Leaving aside the Mitzvah Kriya, there's also a din that you have to have a Beged Karua. So there are two things. There's a Mrs. Kriya, but an Aval has to be wearing a bag and karua. So even if you're not going to be Mekayim, the Mrs. Kriya, because you can't stand, but at least you should rip the clothing so you'll have a bag and karua, and you'll be fulfilling having a bag and karua. Okay. The Mechaber writes in Sifhei, Ha'omeid b'shas yisiyas neshama shel ish, o isha m'Yisrael, chayiv l'kroa. So if a person is present at the time of yisiyas neshama, of any person, he has to tear kriya. Even if he does aveira sometimes, the Rama talks about a mumar, fine. But fundamentally, if a person is within the ballpark of being a kasher, there's a chayiv kriya b'shas Yitzias Neshama. Now, that Kriya Vishas Yitzias Neshama may be more kal than other Kriyas. If you look at the Rama in Sif Beis, we'll talk in a few minutes about where you have to tear Kriya, but the Rama there writes that if you're tearing Kriya for some of that you're not an Avil for, so then we're more makel about where you can tear Kriya. So that would be relevant to the Sefei Halacha, Kriya B'Shas V'Sias Neshama. The parameters of the Kriya are more kal, but there's still a Chiyuv Kriya. There are mother in Sefei talks about where you tear Kriya, and Rabbi Karr points out that according to some Rishonim, not only do you have more latitude and where to tear Kriya, if we're talking about Kriya B'Shas V'Sias Neshama, but you don't have to tear a shear either necessarily. That's what the Meiri writes, for example, on Kafei Amad Aleph Dibur Maskul Kriya. The Meiri on Kafei Amad Aleph Dibur Maskul Kriya, the Meiri writes, Aval Kriya Sha'al Adam Kasher O Sha'al Kol Adam Im Amad Al Gaba B'Shas Yitzis Neshama Kama Shebeyarnu Yera Li Shekeim and Shehichzir Pana Mina Mita Rashai Lachoso. The number one, you're allowed to sew up that Kara afterwards. Vishira Kriya Shal Adam Kasher, Osha Kal Adam, and Omisha Vishas Yisashama, Yeshavishi Vitefach, Yeshavishi Dinah Bimashu. The Miri says, Yeshavim Tefach like other Velim, Yeshavim Mashu, Vichainiker, Vichyesh Nogan, Lakrak, Yishon, the Mishas Nishama, Shokal Adam, Mashu, who was surely the day. That's what he references as the Minog, that if you're present Mishas Yisashama, you only tear Mashu. And you tear Vishuli Abegat on the bottom, as opposed to Beis HaTzavros, we'll see the discussion in Se'if Beis. They said that's relevant to the din of Omi B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama. That's relevant to the din in Se'if Vav, that Al Adam Kasher Shehenu Chasher Hashem Aveira, you tear Kriya. The din of Se'if Zayin, Al Chacham Antam Al Chacham, you tear Kriya. So all these Kriyas could be performed Vishuli Abegat, and could be performed B'Mashu, you don't need a Shear Tefach. However, the comment, the din here in Sif Hei notwithstanding, general Minhag Yisrael, not everyone's excited about this, but general Minhag Yisrael is that if a non-Avil is present B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama, you don't tear Kriya. Why? It sounds like the best explanation for such a Minhag is not to discourage people from being present B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama. So if we're going to be makir the after tear Kriya B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama, that'll discourage people from tending to a goses who may pass away at any moment, and then the person's going to be chas on his clothing, and will try to avoid being present B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama. So that's the basis, presumably, of general practice of not being makir to tear Kriya B'Shas Yitzias Neshama. Some Achronim are not so, the latest are not so excited about this. Shai Dublitsky, for example, in his Zirchon B'Tzal here, writes that Mela, for people that work in a hospital, if you're a nurse, and you experience you're in a unit of the hospital where people pass away regularly, so then it makes sense not to expect of them to tear Kriya every time. But for everyone else, he thinks that it is Dina de Gemara, so why are we so quick to be Mako? That's what Rabbi Karm says also. He doesn't understand why he should be so quick to be Mako. At least he should tear a Mashu, because that's Dina de Gemara. But even more than that, common practice is, and it's not so clear where that started from either, that even an Avel, and even an Avel who is Chayiv in Kriya. So like it says in, take a look back at Shin Lamed Tes with Gimel. There the Mechaber writes, Omrim Sida Kadena Mitzis Neshama Kishemagir L'Dayanamas Koreya HaAvel. So Avel Zer B'Shas Yitzis Neshama Yitzir Kriya. So the rationale that it's going to discourage people from being present B'Shas Yitzis Neshama doesn't apply to a Karev who's going to have to tear Kriya anyway. And yet, that seems to be the minhag, that even an even a karov who spreads the mishas is his neshama doesn't tear a kriya. That's not so clear. Not so clear where that comes from. I believe Rosh Schachter thinks that if an avel is spreads the mishas is his neshama, he taka should tear a kriya then, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. But it seems that the minhag is not that way. That even an avel, you don't tear kriya. The common practice is not to tear kriya until the espedim, as opposed to b'shas and sisa shama, even if there is no even if the avel is present b'shas you'd see a neshama. When my grandmother passed away, there were no krovim to be misabel, so I was there b'shas to see the shama. But then I thought it was appropriate to tear kriya because no one else would be tearing kriya at any other point, and that's a requirement mi'akra din. But common practice is that an avel who is even there b'shas to see the shama tears kriya later. At what point is a minute to tear kriya? So Gemara says that kriya is b'shas chima. The poskim generally assume that shas chima is continuum. That even if an avol didn't tear kriya till he already started saying shiva, you still tear kriya any time during shiva because that's all considered an extension of shas chima, an intense emotional state. But the common practice is that if an avil didn't tear kriya b'shas and sees the shami, you tear kriya during the espedim. Let's say there are two sets of espedim. There are espedim, the crew is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So there's espedim in America, and then the avil's traveling with the yarn to Eretz Yisrael, and there'll be espedim in Eretz Yisrael before the crew. So I think Rosh Schachter said that the kriya should be performed before the first espedim, because that's already an intense shas chima. And Rabbi Wild thought that it should be performed before the second Hespedim, because that's leading right up to the Kruah, so that's a more intense Shas Chima. And in Sif-Zayin, it has a din of Kriya for Tam HaChacham, Chacham Tam HaChacham, and there the Ramah writes, V'yesh Omrim She'ein Korin Al Chacham Ela Im Kenu Rabbo, that even though the Iker Din is to tear Kriya for any Chacham, any time of Chacham, the Ramah says that the Minig is only to tear Kriya for a person's Rabbi or for Rabbi Muvok. And that seems to reflect back on the case of Vav Zayin, that all these cases where you're supposed to tear Kriya, some of the minhag developed natu, not only b'shas k'sias neshama, but the din and sifam designed for any adam kasher, for any chacham tam chachik v'as der kriya. So that is already modified by this Raman Sazayin that the minhag olam is not to der kriya for such people. The discussion was considered rabba mufak and or gadol ador, that's sifches. So is there kriya for gadol ador? And how do you define a Gadol Ador? Okay. Let's go back to Sif Beis in terms of the Makom HaKriya. The Gemara says in Daf Kofav Amud Beis, HaKareya Milmata Min Hatzadim Lo Yotza. That if you tear Kriya on the bottom of the baguette or on the side of the baguette, you're not Yotza. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Beis, Makom HaKriya B'chol Makom HaBeis HaTzavar Lefanav. So the Makom HaKriya is in the base at Tzavar. But if you rip on the backside, if you rip on the bottom, if you rip on the sides, then lo yatsa. So what's considered to be the base at Savar? What's the reference here that the Kri has to be the base at Savar? So Arthur Shulchan writes, Sif Dalit, that Beis HaTzavar isn't relevant to our garments. That if you have a garment that's open in the front, then there's not shy to talk about a Beis HaTzavar. Beis HaFavor is the neck area. But Bimei Chazal and the Rishonim, they had clothing that wasn't open in the front. It was more like a robe, a smock. So there was a Beis HaTzavar. So if the only opening, there's a hole around the neck, but everything else was solid, so then the Shai to talk about Beis HaTzavar, and then you have to rip from the hole around the neck. But if you have a shirt, and the shirt opens down here, then he says it's not Shai to talk about Beis HaTzavar. So Rabbi Dublitsky thinks that that's not necessarily the case. He thinks that Beis HaTzavar really means the front or the front top of a beged. So, and it's lav dafka the area of the neck. And that seems to be common practice. That common practice is definitely not to tear kriya from the collar down. Right? Common practice is to tear kriya on the front part of the shirt. So that seems to be similar to what he's saying, that Beis HaTzavar includes the top part of the front. I was just talking to Rabbi Ezra Schwartz, who told me that he thought Beis HaTzavar meant the extremity of the beged. So if it's a chaluk like the old clothing, the Aruch HaShulchan references, the extremity is only on the neck. If you have a button-down shirt, the extremity is over here, and the where the two parts of the shirt intersect over here. So he thought that if that's the case, then kriya should start over here. Oh, sorry. Move the camera. Kriya should start over here, and then go here, and then go down. But I don't believe that's Minhag Olam either. I think common practice seems to assume along the lines of what Zichron Bezalel writes, that that anything in the front is really considered Beis HaTzavar. If you don't need Beis HaTzavar, then that is the equivalent, as long as you're not kareya on the bottom, as long as you're not kareya on the back. But not exactly sure. Piskei Shuvah and Sifkaton Beis Kosam Radvaz, that if you rip horizontally, you're not Yotze, because then it looks like it was already ripped. The rip has to be vertical, it can't be horizontal. Rav Avadia and Rabbi Karr point out that the Radvaz doesn't quite say that. The Radvaz is Chela Gimel Simen Tav Kof Samach, Chela Gimel Simen Tav Kof Samach. The Radvaz does make two related points, but it doesn't quite say what the Piskei Shuvah attributes to him. He says that you have to have a heker, that the rip that you're making is the same kriya. And he says that the general practice is to be korea vertically. But he doesn't say that if you were to rip horizontally, that wouldn't be valid, that you wouldn't be yotze. That is what the Piskei Shuvah quotes from him, that it has to be a horizontal rip, even a vertical rip, sorry, even likuva. Sri Lublitsky quotes here, he says, the minhag of temanim is to dafka be korea, horizontally. And he says, apparently it's an old minhag that they had, and since there's no Gemara that argues that you shouldn't be dismissive of their minhag, whatever the Piskei Shuvah says, notwithstand. Okay. Then the Bechad writes in Sif Gimel, Kishem Shakarei al Krovo Shemis Abel Alav, Kach Karei Befnei Krovo al Meis I'm sorry, that's not, Sif Gimel, that's Sif Dalet, sorry, Sif Gimel. Shir Kriya Tefach. The Shir for Kriya is a Tefach. Vim Kar Al Meis, Abel Lahosim, Lesser Kriya Meis Acher.
So that's a discussion as to how you most of a tefach. Fine. So in general, for Shar Krovin, the shear is a tefach. For Aviv Imo, it's ad sheyigale liba. And in Siftes, Mechaber says a little bit more. Akol Nesim Korea Lav Tefach Bebegad El Yom Vidayo. Be'al Aviv Imo Korea Kol Begadav Afilu Lavosh Asara Ach Megadal Liba. So another difference between Shark Rovin and Aviv Imo is for Shark Rovin, all you need is Kriya on the outer garment. As opposed to Aviv Imo, where you have to rip all the garments Ach Megadal Liba. Fine. Then the Shah quotes another distinction here in Sifkat and Yotes from the Marashal. Al Avi A Makar Mitzad Smol, Yakar Sharkov, Yom Banav Afi Mitzad Yamin, because the Marashal that Avi Imo you rip on the left side, Kineget Alev, and Sharkov you rip on the right side. He says that's Mimen Haga, Midina, there's no reason to distinguish, but that is the Minog. If you ripped on the other side, you're still Yosei. Okay, then in Sifkaf Hey, we'll come back to that detail of the Iman in a couple of minutes. Sifkaf Hey, the Mechaber writes, Hayelach Cholav in this Aleph, the Karalav. So let's say you have a Goses, or you have a person who is about to die, and he faints, and you think he died, and you tear Kriya. But he didn't really die, and then he dies for real. V'achar Kach Meis. So he had a false scare, you tear Kriya, and then he died for real. So in this Tokadei Dibur Shel Kriya Ein Tzar Kriya Acheres, in the highly unlikely scenario that he died 3 seconds later, so that you don't need another Kriya. But if he died 20 seconds later, so then you need another Kriya. Okay. Now, in terms of what the Gadim Yeter Kriya on for Aviv Imo, so then the Mechaber in Sif Yud, we just saw Sif Tes, the Mechaber in Sif Yud tells us about Afrak Suso. So what's that? The Gemara has in Kafbeis Amibes that Afrak Suso Einam Akevis is a Kriya. That if you don't tear the Afar case, that's Nama Akev Kriya. What does that mean? Eina Makevis is a Kriya. So Rashi says you don't have to even lechachila. That this Beged, which we'll define in a minute, you don't need to Kriya on even lechachila. The Rash quotes in the Ravid that lechachila you should Kriya on it. He quotes the Ramban that argues. So that's what the Mechaber writes here. Afraksuso ain't a sarkukro. You don't need to rip even lechachila afraksuso. What is afraksuso? Yesh mefarshim shu begad azeya davaku besara. So that's the Rambam. Rambam perichas alacha gimel that it's an undergarment. It's a begad azeya, a garment that gets sweaty that adheres to the skin. So that you don't tikriya and you don't tikriya on an undergarment on a begad azeya. Yesh mefarshim tahainu begad elyon. Shakar and Kappa. V'yesh mefarshim, that it's the outer coat. And that's what the Gemara means, you don't require Kriya. The smog. Upashar haminag, shelo l'kroa ha-kappa, al-shomeis, afil avimo. And the minhag is not to rip the outer coat, even al aviv imo. The lekrow al aviv imo gam b'cholok shekarin kamisa. But we do rip this kamisa, which is a kind of a outer shirt. Haga b'medinas elu einog and came. Ela ein karna cholok shel pishan shu begadzei. We don't rip the undergarment. V'lo hasarvo ha'elyon. Which is some kind of a outer garment over the shirt. Aval shar begadav korei abav ima b'shar mesim ma'al b'sha'elyon tachas hasarvo. And by the Rashi understood after kususo is a sudar on the head, which doesn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch. So according to the minhag in the Ramah, we don't rip a begadzeya, and we don't rip an outer garment. So what are the outer garments that we're referencing? So the Taz writes in Sifkat and Hay that the reference to the kappa, some kind of outer coat, not to tear kriyan. So the Taz thinks that what you tear kriya on as an outer garment should depend on what you normally wear at home. So that's what he references the rock, some kind of a outer coat. So if it's something, he says that's what the sarvel elyon is, what he calls the rock, which is some kind of a outer coat. So if this kind of outer coat is something you only wear outside, you know, wear in your home, so then it wouldn't be chayiv in kriya. And the shach writes in the Kudas HaKesef that you should tear kriya on a rock. He has a lashon. About Barak, Shalov Shok Kishaholech Bashok. A person wears this rock when he goes outside. Umi Shaholech Bashok, Bolo Rock, Gnailo. Ukaacham in Abchusim, Yechashvu, Havi Malbush. So the Tanna says if you don't wear the rock at home, then there's no need for. If you don't wear the rock at home, there's no need for Kriya. And the Shach says, no, even if you don't wear it at home, but if you wouldn't be caught dead outside not wearing it, if it's a Gnaiwo, Ke'echad min ha'chusim yichashvu, then that's a mavish, and that does require Kriya. So Rabbi Ruler pointed out that even with the Shach's definition, for most people nowadays are not of the category that you would never be caught dead walking outside without a jacket. In which case, then a jacket would be pater from kriya. Although Rabbi Karp writes that no, it's applicable to any upstanding member of Haredi society in Eretz Yisrael who would never be caught dead outside not wearing a jacket if a person would dress as such. So that kind of person, he writes, if you always walk outside with a jacket, so then according to the Shach, that should be chayiv in kriya. And the Chachmas Adam seems to go with a different definition, that along the lines of the Taz, it depends on what you wear litznius. So a jacket, even if you always wear a jacket outside, that's not litznius. That's some kind of social norm or convention. But you don't wear a jacket litznius, so that which you wear litznius, you wouldn't walk outside without a shirt, so that you tear kriya. But a suit jacket, that's not litznius, and according to Chachma Sadam, you wouldn't hear Kriyanim based on the Taz. So Rabbi Willard thought that for that reason, a suit jacket is part of Mikriya. However, for other than Imo, it's appropriate to rip a suit jacket. That's along the lines of what the Shach writes in Simon Tuf Bey, Sifkatan Gimel. Simon Tuf Bey, Sifkatan Gimel. Where the Mechaber writes, Ein Karin al Shmur Rechoka. So there's no Kriya for Shmur Rechoka. If you hear about the Petir more than 30 days afterwards, there's no Kriya. Al Avivimo Kriya Lola. Avivimo, even for Shmur Rechoka, you do a Kriya. Hagab. And where there's no chiyah kriya, then you're not allowed to be machmir to tear kriya. That's Baal Tashbis. Says the Shach in Sifkat and Gimel, I'm low, I'll love the Imo, I'll love the Gadol, so you're regal, I'll have to love the Dever Halacha, David Mistifimine, and Baal Asis Milsi Yisrael Chvodo, Mutter. In Baal Asis Milsi Yisrael Chvodo, Mutter. For the Imo, Milsi Yisrael is appropriate. So there's no Baal Tashbis if you're going to Ter Kriya and something that you're not mechuyev to for Avivimo. So that's why Rabbi Willi thinks that it's appropriate to Ter Kriya Avivimo on a suit jacket, even if it's not required, Me'ikar Hadin. Dibbei Sofrim writes, the way he presents it is that the minhag is to be korei on a jacket even for sharkovim. And I think Rav Shakta thought that that's the minhag also, even though it's not necessary, mikra adin. Rabbi Karp writes that according to most poskim, a sweater is considered like an outer garment, and therefore there's no kriya on a sweater. He quotes that from Rav Yashiv. And he says that's the general minhag in Eretz Yisrael, aside from by the Prushim in Yerushalayim, who would tear kriya on a sweater. That's what Rav Avadi writes. Also, the minhag is not to tear kriya on a sweater. Yisodi Smachas, Rabbi Felder, writes that you do tear kriya on a sweater. Then the other difference between the Avivimo Sharkrovim is if you Dalid, I'll call a Mason Rasa Kareb the Yad, Rasa Kareb the Kli, I'll Avivimo Biyad. So Avivimo, you have to Tirkriya Biyad, you can't use a Kli. I'll call a Mason and Bella Hachlev Telsayan Yavin Machlev Aina Kareya, I'll Avivimo Machlev Telsayan Kareya, call the Gadisha Machlev Aina Machlev Olam Kma Bam Risha. For Sharkrovim, if you change your clothing during Shiva, you don't have to rip the new clothing. Once you Tirkriya once, that's enough. For Avivimo, whatever other clothing you wear during Shiva, you have to tear Kriya on that clothing that you put on. With the exception of Shabbos, as we discussed previously, when can you change into your Shabbos clothing to avoid having to tear Kriya on that before Shabbos begins? Okay, so those are some of the more Lamaisa highlights of Kriya. I send you Mar Mekomos for our next and final shiur. We'll talk a little bit about Nichum Avelim, Kaddish, and related topics. The next shiur will be on Zoom. Can we do Wednesday? Yeah?
Wednesday works for me.